ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very important topic, at a very important question, and that question is this. A lot of people ask, they say that, we live in this world for a very limited period of time. Let's say that if you're very lucky, you might live to 100 in these days. And obviously, let's say the person is very bad, he might commit a certain amount of evil actions, bad actions. Let's say that he commits, a million bad actions in the 100 years that he was here in this world. The question arises, we know that Islam tells us, and in the Quran it's been mentioned, that people will go to hell. Once they go to hell, they will remain there forever. Maybe not everybody, but there is definitely a group of people who will remain in hell forever. So the question arises, is this not injustice on the part of God, meaning these people committed a set number of acts, right? Why is it that such people should remain in hell forever and for all of eternity? The answer to this question, fortunately, we have an answer to this in the form of a hadith which has been mentioned and transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. In this blessed hadith, the Imam, he addresses this question and he answers it, alludes to the answer to this question. The Imam said, "The people of the fire will be kept permanently in the fire because their intentions in the world were such that if they were to live forever therein, they would disobey Allah forever." Right? So it's not the stay in hell for eternity is not in proportion to the number of acts that this person committed, or even the intensity of the act, but it's also tied up to the intention of the person, who could perform the act when he was performing it. If he had the intention of if he were there in this world forever, he would keep on committing it, then this would lead to that eternal damnation. In continuation, the Imam says, "And verily the people of paradise will also be made to remain in paradise permanently because their intentions in this world were to obey Allah if only they were to live there forever. So it is due to their intentions that these and those have their permanent residence." Then the Imam recited the words of Allah the Exalted, "Say, everyone acts according to his character." And then the Imam, in interpretation of this verse, the Imam said, this verse means that everybody acts according to his intention. Meaning the act that a person performs is in proportion to his intention. So even though the act apparently it seems to be temporary, in reality, because the intention was that the person wanted to perform it for all of eternity, the actual act is almost like it exists in an eternity, and therefore the punishment that is given to the person is also an eternal punishment, and one that lasts forever, and this is why this person is perpetually in hell. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the reason for eternal damnation and a perpetual stay in hell. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.